You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, here we are. Another episode of
it's always the you know what, dude. With Robert Kelly, this is always the worst part for me, starting the show, because I have to look at your face a lot of the time.
Yeah, you do.
You stare at me though, like you know something I don't. Like you know I'm being a fucking idiot right
now. It's just fun to watch you try to jump in. Because you're always like, all right, and we're starting, and we're back.
Here's the deal. I'm going to make you fucking do it.
You know what?
Yeah.
I got some radio chops.
Boom, let's go.
Bring it. You want me to start it?
And 3, 2, 1, we're in.
Welcome to the You Know What Dude podcast with Robert Kelly.
I have a theme song, fuckface.
I know you do. But this is my own theme song.
No, you don't get it. No, you don't get you don't get music to make it easier.
It's called bed music, and radio stations use it.
I'm going to give you dead music. we're here today, and the last podcast we did was last week. Depending on when we release this one, if we release it, I like to say shiz, like I say shiz.
Shiz.
Yeah, like the Count of Monte Cristo's assistant, shiz.
I'm reading that book right now.
It's a great book.
I fucking love it.
It's a better movie.
Now, how can it be?
How can it be?
The book is amazing.
Because you don't have to read.
That's
great right off the fucking bat.
And you win.
Yeah, and it's done in an hour and a half.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish
while you watch it.
Yeah, but I can eat while I read.
No, you can't.
I just get sauce stains on the pages.
You can eat when you read?
Yeah, because my dumb monkey paws, I just open the book like I like fold it open.
Dude, I can't do it because I hear myself in my own head. I need complete nothing
to read
in my head. And I know 9 jokes just came out.
Do you do the thing where you mouth the words while you read?
No, I'm not fucking retarded. I don't have a crooked bangs. Hang on. Let's introduce, first of all, we did the podcast. We're going to get back to this reading shit. But let's introduce a new person to the podcast. She's a comedian.
Yes.
Yes.
She's a comedian.
Oh man, you're killing it for me, Dan.
I know.
It's
Kelly Festuca.
Oh, hi guys.
Hi. So she is.
We have brought Kelly on. Kelly's on the podcast to get Bobby over his hatred.
Man. I don't want, first of all, right out the gate, I don't want any emails. I know you hate her laugh. I don't want to hear it. Okay? I don't want to hear fucking dude, her fucking laugh was piercing.
Oh, man.
Just hate it in silence.
You know what?
I like it. Just to let you know. Please.
Joe's not here today, but the spirit of his high pitched laugh is.
Yeah, Joe is on his Kentucky Derby tour.
He's doing his Bourbon Trail tour.
Hey, everybody, Joder. I bet he changed. I guarantee he has an accent.
He's
guarantee.
Y'all ever go to the store and y'all like, what?
Fucking Jesus is an asshole.
I love Jesus. He changes his tone down there. He's not dangerous, Joe.
Let me tell you something. Jesus, help me get here.
He'll heal you. He can heal you.
Yeah, I've been in the car and someone's in front of you and the green light turns green and then, Jesus, come on, help this
Lord, move the car. Then Joe gets north of the Mason-Dixon line. He's like, Jesus. This isn't real.
Well, yeah, Joe's on his fucking Buford T. Justice tour.
He really is. He's on his fucking backyard Bible tour.
Yeah, you know he's going into some diner. Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper to go. I'm in a goddamn hurry. And nobody laughs.
Oh, we miss
him. Anyways.
I miss him. So we brought Kelly on. Kind of like when you see those shows when someone has like a fear of dogs and they bring a dog into the room and you're like, just look at it.
Wait.
It's not gonna hurt you.
Yeah, but you don't want to fuck
the dog.
You don't want to fuck the dog.
Why?
I didn't know she was hot.
Yeah, it's the curveball.
Yeah, she's sitting down Indian style in her photo. She looks like a little fatty. You bring her in here.
I was
she's
a little
actually
fatty then.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
Oh, so you lost weight.
Oh yeah.
All right, cool. So we have stretch marks to deal with. eliminate a lot of the hotness.
We are one in the same.
Yeah, we both.
We both. Like, we share the same pain, Bobby.
There's nothing worse. Like, there's nothing worse. I think it's. I dated this girl one time. I was at Hampton Beach Casino. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like kind of like a strip where cars go up and down in New Hampshire. Almost like a mini type of fucking Atlantic City type of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Boardwalk type shit. And I look over in the car next to me and this smoking blonde. I'm talking fucking holy shit.
Yeah.
And I'm so badass at that time. I think I was... shit, I had to be like 18,
okay.
18, 19, couple years sober, into really banging chicks. I was shredded.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't even Jesus. Really do comedy yet, I don't think. I didn't even think I did comedy. I was just banging
just
broads.
Just full-time banging.
I think. maybe I just started comedy, like an improv group with Dane and Aldo Benny. Yeah. And then I look at her. I go, hey, what's up? She's like, hey. It was like a movie. I go, give me a number. She was like, all right. She hands me a number. Inside, my heart's pounding. Because I'm like, oh my God, this hot broad's giving me a number. Because I'm a shit dick, low self-esteem yeah. like anybody else.
Yeah.
I call this girl up. I go, she lives in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Massachusetts, on a farm. Her fucking father is a farmer. No TV. They have a room with a wooden bench with books and wooden toys.
What? Wooden toys?
At wooden toys.
That sounds awful.
It scares the shit out of me.
My dick is fucking throbbing at this point. I get to fuck an original, yeah. like, American.
You get to fuck a Jode.
Mama. Yeah,
yeah. She's like a Jode moving west.
Yes.
She really is.
I'm like, oh my God. She has a sundress
do
on.
Do you want some milk? Paul's going to go out to the barn.
Just fucking eating like.
Oh God! You're just giving him more voices to do, Bobby. What are you doing?
Let me tell you something.
We're adding to the roster. Look, we're already up to five.
When they first moved there, they had to buy it from the Indian.
Yeah. For we will give you the land, but only if you farm the maize.
Oh, I can't stand this voice.
I can't.
Oh God! Stop giving him the credit. He doesn't deserve it.
Deserve it? It's not like mine.
Oh, I hate you.
I just spit on the electric fucking outlets. Oh, it goes right through my head. So anyways, this girl is smoking hot. I'm like, wow, I'm on her farm. We go to eat. Okay, I take her to eat.
Where do you take her to eat?
Fucking some local whatever.
Where they
right?
know where everyone knows her?
Nobody knew her. It was in town. Only she went to town.
Ugh. Oh my God.
But I remember... I ordered a salad because I was really working out at that time.
Yeah.
I was on my second thin. Okay. My third thin in life. And I was I had fucking a six pack, the V diamond cut cock ab. I was smoking. And I go, I'm getting a salad because I'm really into shape now. I used to be a little heavier. And she goes, me too. I want a salad. I go, really? She goes, yeah. So I'm expecting a little. She whips out a photo out of this fucking wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, let me tell you something. It was now, mind you, she had platinum blonde hair, yeah. sundress, gorgeous, petite little, oh, my God, right? She takes out this photo. Oh it was just God. A fat 50-year-old eating a chip oh, at a picnic table in the heat.
Why would you show someone that?
Her hair was black, like brown black, pulled back in a ponytail, sweat on her head.
Just fucking
she had sweat from eating.
Yeah. Outside in like a shitty picnic table with a chip going into her fat mouth.
Oh, of course it was.
Oh, I was like, it didn't fucking look like her at all. It looked like the chick from I Want to Know Your Pain. Here we go.
I don't know. And I'm not going to guess because I just want you to keep.
Hold on for one more day. Yeah, what is that?
Fucking.
Come on, Wilson Phillips.
Thank
yeah.
you. Of course she'd know.
Well, yeah, because they just got the fucking tape in her dumb country a week ago.
Oh
Wilson,
my God.
Wilson Phillips is still on the charts there.
They have t-shirts.
Yeah, they just play it over the fucking loud speakers in their convict camp of an island.
Don't get bit by a spider.
Oh, you better look out. You know that who's mate to Wilson Phillips.
Here comes the beating.
The brown recluse.
Yeah.
Yeah, she showed me that picture and I was like, wow. Holy shit.
Did you still want to fuck?
Dude, I fucked the shit out of her. It was the grossest.
In the farm?
No, we fucked in the... Like, she took me down a trail.
In the barn?
Oh,
in the
my
hay?
God.
She took me down a woodsy
this
trail.
Is hot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, it wasn't hot because she took her clothes off.
Oh, boy.
I could throw up right now thinking of it. Honest to God, I could literally... If I really... focused in on the skin.
Was it all like soft and weird?
Look, look. She was. She had to be three bills.
No.
Now look,
yeah.
Being chunky and losing some weight, you get stretch marks, but you're still tight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you, even if you lose some weight in your titty, I like a little droop in the tit.
But they must have been this shit was knees.
It was it, like somebody melted her tits.
No.
That's what it looked like.
Ooh.
Somebody melted both her tits and then tried to make the tit again.
Like reconstructive surgery tit?
But, yeah, but they dried. The air was got to them too quick.
Oh, man.
Dude, her back and ass, the stretch marks came out of her asshole, up her ass, into her back, up her back.
Like a tattoo?
And around the front to her tits.
No.
It looked like, yeah, it looked like a roadmap. It looked like GPS. It was fucking gross, dude. And it was daylight. So
you'd
like
see
that.
Everything.
Yeah, that fucking perfect sun was shooting. And I fucked her and she blew me and I never talked to her again. Never went back to that farm again. So if you're out there.
You think she has technology now?
Guaranteed she's fat again too. Because if I'm fat, she's fat.
She's telling that story. She's like, a stranger asked for my phone number. And you know, Pa doesn't let me off the farm much.
I bet her father would have killed me.
Oh, absolutely. Because he probably...
there was no mom, too, so you know where those fucking...
Yeah.
Those bad eating habits came from.
Yeah.
And get the fuck in the room.
Fatten her up.
Take your fucking dress off.
I'm gonna fatten you up. I don't like you walking around town all skinny.
But, Pa.
Pa, I'm gonna meet a nice boy. You're not gonna meet no one. You stay on the farm.
I seen you with that Puerto Rican. He's Italian-Irish. That motherfucker's Puerto Rican if I've ever seen
him. I don't want that Latin boy around here.
But anyways, I when you lose that much weight, when you use 100, how much did you lose?
40 pounds.
40 pounds.
Yeah.
40 pounds,
not,
not a big deal.
Yeah.
40, actually, it's four babies. But
oh,
listen.
Ooh, I was carrying it around.
I had eight. Don't kid yourself.
Jesus.
When I look at, I was 280 at my biggest fat. I was carrying eight babies.
Yeah.
Imagine
eight babies
or fucking
Octo Bobby
or four fucking nice big turkeys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some healthy turkeys.
Are you on the way back now?
I'm on my way back down now. I'm going back down now. That's why I just got the new headshots. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually wanted to get headshots that so when I go into an audition, I don't see the double take.
Yeah, is this you?
Hi, can
my God.
They do the hi, can I help you? Hi.
They're looking for a delivery bag.
And you are
do you have a tuna sandwich?
We're actually casting the football coach later in the afternoon, but thanks for coming in.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago I got down to holy fuck again. Ugh.
I remember that.
But it's useless. It's useless.
Yeah.
What am I going to have it for?
But they've got all those photos at the cellar with you at that weight. And how do you walk past it?
That's, wow.
Apparently, cutting deep.
Apparently somebody.
They didn't teach manners over in Australia.
No, to ask that.
So when you're walking by a picture when you're not fat, do you get sad?
No, that would depress me because I knew where I was.
Can you say baby?
Baby?
Oh. Baby? just up on me.
I'll go down at the end, baby. There you go.
There you go.
Baby.
Can you try to talk like me?
Like you. My American accent is...
Try.
Like you, like, dude. Like that?
No, it's not me. Not me on O&A. Just be like hey,
American?
What's going on?
Like American, my American is a Midwestern accent, so it's really hard, and it's just like, kids, let's get in the car, you know, we're going camping, Jesus
good.
Christ.
It's really good, but I still want to hit you.
Yeah, I know, it's worse than the Australian.
She picked the worst American accent to replicate.
Yeah, Fargo.
She goes over, she goes, what? Now, if I wanted to sound ridiculous, I would do.
The worst, the biggest cunt of an accent, like a little bitch of a mother, you know, like a soccer mum. Like, come on, kids, what are you doing? My husband's a piece of shit.
Oh, God. I want to fucking kill her twice.
I don't know which one I hate worse. I don't mind the Australian. I like the Australian accent.
How could you?
Yeah, come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. Let's go.
Team Dan.
What are you doing? Why are you trying to cause conflict?
That's neutral Dan.
Yeah.
You think he's going to trash you as soon as you leave, sweetie?
Yeah, neutral Dan's fun.
Like, whatever guest's on, I'm like, I like what they have to say.
That's why we have neutral Dan around, to please the sponsors.
Don't forget the YKWD. Brought to you by RiotCast.com.
We have Fresh Balls.
Yeah.
That actually sent us some stuff.
Did they?
Yeah, me and Joe were supposed to actually do a ball smelling, a ball smell off.
Okay.
But we did it on ONA, but he did it. He smelt my balls on ONA.
What? Jesus.
He smelt my nuts on ONA. Sounds like a book, doesn't it?
Joe did?
Yeah, he smelled my balls.
I can't believe
this is what he said to me. This is what he said to me after the show. He goes, dude, I was going to fucking kiss it just to make you, I thought, just to see you flip out. Really? Wow, really?
I don't know if I would do that.
It's just funny. That's just funny. Yeah. Dude, I was going to kiss it just to make you flip out. Really? That's okay. Fucking. There you go. Wow, you got some shit backwards. But yeah, we did Fresh Balls, sent us some stuff. Hoodie, we did the last week, the hoodies with the headphone, which is I'm going to get one. I'm going to try to get you one, Dan.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Kelly, you get nothing.
No, that's okay. I don't want anything.
You don't want anything? We're going to try to...
kind of adorable with the accent.
No, she's actually a really cute girl.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. I can't take it.
And the accent takes it all away.
Yeah,
Could you imagine fucking her?
It's a neutralizer.
Just, you know, understand how awful... It would just be cheery, dirty talk. That's all right, mate. You're doing well, Bobby. Good for you.
Can you put it in?
Yeah.
Put it in?
Oh, I don't like it in my bum, but if you want to, try. Go ahead. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
That's a bit British.
Did they say that?
No, that was English.
British. Yeah.
Yeah, British.
What did you had a dumb catchphrase from Australia that you said one time.
A dog's breakfast.
That's what you said to us.
It's like, it's like I did a show that was awful. Spit it. Spit it, Bobby. Do it. Come on.
She said something. I go, how was the show? And she goes, it was a dog's breakfast. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. It just sounds made up.
That's what you fucking, when you hear accent, that's what you throw up. Have you been with an American dude?
Yeah,
you have. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I haven't had a boyfriend here, but I've had.
You're a comic.
Yeah, I know. It's bleak. It is so dark and bleak on the other side.
I feel bad for girl comics.
Lady comedians?
Yeah, lady
comedians.
Mm. Yeah, because they have the thing they don't have, they can't fall back on that girl shit. Like where they can just fuck a dude and, you know, be a girlfriend. They have like hopes and dreams and you know what I mean? They want to do shit and they want to be where you're at and you know what I mean? You can't fuck, you can bang comics, you can fuck around with them, but it's never going to work out because you're always going to be in competition. He's going to, yeah, I got this thing for you. You're going to be like, oh, really? Did you get something? I want to work that club. Fucking, secretly, you're going to resent.
You know what's hard? It's because I'm spoiled because I hang out, all my friends are comics and I hang out with the best people and they're so fun.
Who's
you
your friends?
Oh, we just, you know, like whenever I hang out with, you know.
Name them. Come on. Comics.
Oh, I'm
a comic.
Dan.
I won. You got one I agree with. Come on.
It's not nice to name
them. Let's go. Name them, you fucking Aussie.
Come on.
What people I hang out with. Oh, well, I was hanging out with like a good friend of mine. And he's got, they're not people that you're going to know, though. They're at my level.
Are they comics?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're at my level.
I'm kidding.
You're not going to know
them. All right,
them.
Stop.
She's really just shelling up right there.
She really just turned into a turtle.
Like you were trying to fucking get information out of her, like about a murder.
Because she didn't.
Who do you hang out with?
I don't know. There's a couple people.
I hang out with the best people, the best comics. Who?
They're not the comics.
You're going to give me shit.
You don't know them.
I don't know.
You know them.
No, I'm not going to give
them. No, but it's like, because I'm spoiled, because I get to hang out with the funnest people and we had the best time. You
that's
know
why I
want to
know who the best people are.
Awesome.
I hang out with the worst people, Kelly.
But it's awesome. But then I hang out with normal guys, like civilians, and I'm like, ugh, you're so fucking boring. They are, especially the last few weeks, I've seen, you know, I've tapped into it a bit.
Right.
And it's just so fucking boring. All I want to do is leave and go to a club and hang out with my friends.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay. Yeah. And you're here. You live here now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your family's home?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop with your adorable little fucking.
She's trying.
Uh-huh. I'm going to
More pancakes?
Mm-hmm. I'm
More syrup?
Mm-hmm.
More pancakes? That's just not going to work with me. Listen, I'm Satan. Do you understand me? Okay. So you're 30. You're a comic. How long have you lived here for?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay. And you've been on date with Squares.
Yeah.
And it's just not cutting it with you.
Yeah.
Okay, now you seem, you probably like alternative, like dudes who grow beards but can't connect.
Maybe. Yeah. I like
skinny
I like,
jeans.
No. Wash your hair down.
No. Oh, God.
I can't. Here it comes.
My baby. Surely. My baby. They took my baby. The Dorm Auditionem took my. Shut up.
Okay. Do you ever go on dates with civilians and they try to be funny?
That all the time. Guys, oh, they're awful. I had the one of the worst experience ever when I was out with a guy and it came to the check and I knew nothing was going to happen. I was going to get out of there. So when the check came, I put my money down. And he's like, no, 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 I've got it. I said, no, that's fine. Because I knew I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to take advantage of that.
Right.
I'm like, no, put the money down. And then he's like, no. And then he goes, listen, I've got the check, but you have to do one thing for me. You have to tell me a joke.
Oh.
And I'm like, that is never going to happen.
He might as well just ask to watch you pee.
And we went there. We argued.
Stop. What did you just say? What did you just say? I'll rewind it.
I said he might as well have asked you to watch you pee.
Exactly. You creep. It's coming out, motherfucker. I know you're a dirtball. I know you're not so neutral.
You're not going to break fucker. Me.
Yeah, you little. I bet you're German. You're not even American.
Oh, there's no reason.
I just lose it one day.
Jesus Christ, I got to turn Dan down. what mic are you? I got you. All right. Jesus
Another
Christ.
Another voice.
Six.
I just, love all those voices.
You're just poking the bear now.
Listen.
Six. I don't know.
Rattling the raccoon.
What does that even mean?
They don't have bears in Australia. Yeah. They have koala bears. Yeah.
You're just tickling the koala.
They eat fucking aloe vera leaves. All right, listen to me. So I was finished what you were saying.
Oh, no. And then he was like, and we argued. He's like, no, he's like, I've got the check, but you just have to tell me a joke. And I went on forever. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And
then you realize you have no money.
And then I realized I had no money.
Right,
I went, you
there's
know
There's two
what?
Girls walking to a bar.
Yeah. I just fucking, I sang
did you
for my
the story
supper.
About? Did you see the story about the roo that swam in the ocean?
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know
you. You know, New York is different than Australia. You know, I came over here and men are different.
Yeah, I just imagine the opening scene of Crocodile Dundee when she came over here.
That's not a knife. Yeah. That's a knife.
She's just walking around. She's walking around in her like hat and just like, oh.
So listen. Listen. So
yep.
I so you how long have you been a comic, first of all?
5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm. In Australia.
Yeah.
Now Australia comedy's huge.
Yeah.
So why didn't you stay there?
Because you can't get good there.
Really?
Oh, hello. It's your microwave.
No, that's my coffee maker. It shuts off when it's
okay.
Done.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want coffee?
No, thanks.
Okay, great. Because I really want to get up and get but fine. No, I would have got coffee. You. But so you can't get good. But there's a lot of people like Eddie Iff went there. Arch Barker.
Arch Barker's huge there. Huge. Right?
He is ridiculously huge.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, I'm not saying Arch Barker's not funny. I think Arch Barker's funny. I just don't understand how somebody can come here and be successful, but then go there and be Elvis.
He goes around and does all the small towns, all the right. Little theaters in the small towns, and then like 2,500 theaters and sells out ad shows. Like, you can't see him during the festival.
Nicest
he's
guy
fucking,
ever.
Yeah, I've met him a few times. He's nice. But it's fucking amazing. Yeah. Aussies. The thing with Australia is that a lot of Australians only like American comics. Right. So it's like you have to go somewhere. So you either have to go to London or you have to go to New York for someone to respect you before you can actually make anything back.
Right.
You know, like Tim Mitchum did it. Jim Jefferies never did comedy in Australia. He had to make it in London first.
Right. Right. Okay. So he never did it in Australia.
No.
Okay. So now you're here for a year and a half.
Yeah.
You go on a date with this guy. He's going to pay.
Yeah.
And he wants a joke.
Yeah.
Not a blowjob. A joke. What would have been more respectable if he said, listen, one thing, you have to suck my balls. That would have been more respectable than him saying you have to tell a joke, correct?
Oh, God.
If you get to pick, you have to pick one.
I'm just exhausted by it all.
You have to pick one. A joke or a beach?
Well, it depends if I wanted to blow him or not.
No, you don't want to do either.
Oh, no, I don't want to do either. No, I'll tell the joke. I don't want to get my hands dirty.
What do you do? What do you mean your hands dirty?
What kind of Australian blowjob is that?
What are you?
You roll up their sleeves. All right, mate. Yeah, we're going to do this quick.
We're going to do it Australian style with Mother Earth in my hand.
Like Gladiator?
That's how we do it. I shit in my hands. I jerk you off with poo.
Oh, man. They don't call it a job for nothing. Come on.
A jump?
A job.
She said job.
Fuck
it's the Australia. Yeah. Listen, I don't want to beat her up too much because I don't want her to.
No, it's fine. I can.
No,
it's fine.
I know, but it's I don't
fun.
Want you to.
No, it's fine.
I don't want you to shut your face. I'm kidding. So that's fucking weird. So you haven't. So you've dated comics, of course.
Well, no, you know.
Yes, you have. You don't have to name names, but you've dated guys.
Yeah.
I've never fucked a girl comic. I don't
never.
Think I fucked around with one fat one once.
Just as fun?
She was the MC at a show, and she was a big, big girl. A big girl.
Sugar brick for a person.
Yeah. And we were just staying in the like the same hotel on the same floor.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Long time ago. And it was just, you know, this is when I was good. I was like shredded too at this point. I was in thin Barbie.
I love the way your face lights up when you talk about it.
You're I'll be back.
I was shredded.
I got one more in me, dude. One more good.
One more thin.
Well, I'm on my way back. And this time I hope it stays because of I don't quit smoking finally. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing that always fucked me is the smoking. Yeah. I try to quit smoking after I lose weight. Like after it would take me like a year and a half, 2 years to lose the weight, get down, rocking, and then I'd still be smoking. I was running like 6 miles and then I'd let up a cigarette.
Yeah. Oh man, I did that this morning. I went for a run and I smoked on the way to the
How
run.
Great is that cigarette?
It's the best.
It's the best cigarette in the world.
It's the best.
After the gym cigarette?
Ugh.
It's the best cigarette ever.
Because all you guys quit smoking. I'm still smoking. I feel really bad. I can't believe he quit before me.
That's great.
He was always worse than
Nine
I was.
9 weeks yesterday.
Shit.
Congratulations. Hey, a little fucking fake applause.
Fake applause.
If I had a button, I'd push it. But I don't.
Right. Maybe
so we have
one
to
day.
Just we have to just word it.
Maybe one day.
Our sound effects.
Insert sound effects.
We say the sound effects.
Yeah. Clapping.
Elephant noise. Nothing. So... Yeah, that's great, dude. Congratulations. It's been 7 months for me. Coming on 7 months.
Yeah, now. Joe's awesome. Joe's at like 4.
Yeah.
We're all done.
It's the best thing ever. The best thing ever. The money I'm saving, how easy it is to travel now. I don't have to go to the airport to smoke a cigarette a little earlier.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the airport to smoke a cigarette at the hotel. Give me whatever room it is. Just king bed.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, I don't give a shit anymore. It's great. I love it. I love not smoking.
Oh, man. That was my problem the first time because I quit smoking for 11 months, and that's when I put all the weight on.
Really?
So now I am petrified.
Well, yeah, but let's not get carried away. You weren't fat. You were a little chunky, and it was a cute chunk.
Adorable chunk.
It was a nice little chunk. She had a nice little chunk. She still could wear a sundress. And not, well, that fat bitch that I was with wore a sundress. A deceiving
she hid,
bitch.
She hid it well.
Oh, that fucking magician of fucking ugh. But
does this dress show my streak marks?
Racing stripes. Oh boy.
No, look, I don't mind a couple stretch marks here or there. You got to have those just to prove you're human. But I just don't want, you know, coming out of your asshole
all
like
the way
a, like an
back.
Alien. Anyways, so you came here, you're here, and you've dated comics, but you like comics better than regular dudes.
Yeah, just because they're fun and they're more interesting and they're more honest. But regular dudes are just, they're just boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know it's never going to work out with a comic.
Yeah, I know.
You understand that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, especially that you're hanging out with comics at your pace.
Yeah.
You're going to have to either fuck somebody way above you.
But that's bad. That's terrible for me because at the level I'm at, it looks bad.
Actually, it's good for you. You're gonna fucking.
No.
It's gonna. It's
called a feature spot.
Then the shit I'm gonna get.
What do you think Dan does?
I blow a lot of headlines.
You think Dan's on this show because of his voices? Those fucking
all the behind the scenes work.
Those are custom lips I paid for.
I get them done.
I
have collagen thrown into those thin lips.
I imagine my dumb face with collagen lips. Just,
You wouldn't be able to breathe because your fucking nose is so flat to your upper lip.
Yeah, let's make fun of his nose. Look at it.
His nose!
Don't you turn this on me.
You can't.
You fucking boomerang throwing heathen.
Oh, man, that fucking goddamn accent is terrible. I don't know if I'm going to get over it. I'm trying.
Oh, come on.
It's not as bad, but it's just, you know what the accent is? I'll tell you why it fucking annoys me. It's just fucking... So motivating. It's just.
And it really is.
It's just like, you know, you can do it.
Peppy.
Yeah, it's like, it's always at the end. Come on. Ugh, fucking shit.
It's encouraging.
I don't want to be encouraged. I don't want your fucking people encouraging me. I'm sick of you guys. First of all, being happy. Everything. You ever see the Coca-Cola kid?
No.
You never saw that? It's an Australian movie.
No.
Best ass in a fucking movie ever. You want to see a fucking, oh my God, body. You know when movies back in the day, they would show a little TNA?
Mm-hmm. Like Jamie Lee Curtis, you could see her titties in Trading Places.
Yeah.
And the titties would always be white because they wouldn't sunbathe properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Fucking judgmental twat from Australia.
No, I'm saying it's a good thing.
In Australia, we know how to tan our tits. Yeah. Our tits.
Tits aren't a big deal. You guys make it a big deal. You see tits, you want to rape? Rape.
Probably.
Rape? How do you say rape?
Rape.
Don't say it like you're
I'm so, I'm not going up on anything at the end anymore. I'm not giving you any excuse to hate me, Bobby.
I don't
it's
hate
all
you,
love,
sweetie.
Come on.
I don't hate you. I hate your tone and your country. I love your country. I love Australian people. Great people, but that bugs me too. Is that they? Every movie is about Australians are great. They never show just a cunty Australian. You know, the guy walks out and hey, do you know how to shore, mate? You can fucking go here and watch my gully, take my fucking lily. Shut the fuck up.
No, you got to see Chopper.
I saw Chopper.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, but that's a. Yeah, but that's inside of a prison. That's it.
And even them, they look cheery.
Yeah.
I'm doing life.
He's cutting my ears off, mate. Thank you, mate. And he's laughing. He really is. He's laughing as he's cutting his own ears off. And people, even the prisoners there are fucking lunatics.
Happy and fun.
One of the greatest movies ever, though, Chopper.
Yeah, it's so bad being happy and fun. Look at you guys.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, that's not life, honey.
Yeah, we don't want to be happy. We don't want to be fun.
Where do you live?
Ugh, you're gonna hate me. And I don't like living there, but I live in Williamsburg.
Why?
I just hate skinny white guys.
Really? Well, I think Williamsburg is a fucking happening place.
It's just full of hipsters, and they just kill
skinny
me.
Jeans, they hats, skinny me. Jeans, mustaches, and beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind those guys. I kind of like the look. It's I think it's funny though, is though those guys hate. You know, that was invented to hate the nunzio or the Italian or the, that thing, that guy, to rebel against, to grow a beard and look,
to be an individual, but you don't look anything
look
like an individual.
But now it's like, guys, now they make your clothes.
Brooklyn Industries probably makes stuff just for you guys.
Yeah. It's like you guys, you had to buy your shit with bed bugs. That was cool.
Yeah.
But now you can just go into the Gap and buy those same shirts.
Only white dude in Bushwick. It was like, whoa, this guy.
Well, I mean, look, they're probably bummed out about that too. That the average asshole is growing a beard at fucking 10. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just so he can look 38. Mm-hmm. But I like that whole area. I love going over there. I love it. I love over there.
I used to live in Bed-Stuy, and that was a lot more interesting.
Because of the black guy?
She loves black dudes.
You love black dudes. Fucking Australians, they love banging.
I've never been with a black guy. I've never been with a black guy.
Yay!
One for the team.
We like you. We like you. We like you. Like you. Like you.
I like hot, black cock.
I mean, I would go there, but the opportunity's never come my way.
We hate you. We hate you. No, the opportunity hasn't come your way because you have class. No, because you're a racist. You're not going to date a black guy. Isn't that against the rules in your country? Don't you have to see the high priest just to get a fucking rain stick and light a fucking bush on fire?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to touch a water buffalo in the middle of its forehead. sorry about that fucking race car that just went by. So you've never been with a black guy?
Nope.
Really? Just white guys and Australians. Mm-hmm. Australians circumcised or
No. No. And it's always a treat for me. Every new dick is something new for me because I never know what to expect.
I like her already.
That sounded like
they all look different. I don't know what to expect.
That was so jovial and honest. It's like, oh, every dick's a surprise.
It's like a fucking cupcake.
Nice.
Like Melissa's cupcakes. What is it? Is it cookies and cream? Or is it fucking caramel fucking macchiato?
You just take a deep breath and go, all right, this is what we're dealing with. Let's go.
So really, this is funny. This is really interesting because when you go with a girl and, that's the thing. It's like I think it's sexy when you don't know what the fuck you're going to do. You don't know what kind of tits you're going to deal with.
Yeah.
You don't know if her nipples are going to be your favorite nipple or a new nipple, or you don't know if her bonx is going to be shaven or if it's going to be huge.
Throwback V.
Yeah, bat wing, fucking labia,
Stroke pussy.
Inside.
One stroke pussy. What's a stroke pussy?
What's a stroke pussy?
Where one lip's bigger than the other.
Oh, God.
One lip hangs, the other.
Oh, yeah.
I had one girl that I went down on in a car. No, it wasn't her. That was another girl.
Okay.
And I went, and I remember her one pussy lip was so long.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I could pull it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been with a girl like that before.
It was like, it turned into like a wing. Like,
yeah.
Like Batman's when he was like, what does this do? When electricity hits it. And it it becomes pliable.
Gotham City.
Oh my God.
Batman pussy.
Yeah. Dude, I was playing with it. Like, ugh.
Ah, you're flicking it?
Nah, just pulling it with my mouth. And seeing how far I could stretch it out.
Like a dog?
Like Kelby?
Holy
shit.
She
is horrified.
But when you get down there, too, it's like, what kind of vagina is this going to be? Is this going to be a wet one? Is this going to be a big one? Is this going to be a nice one?
Meaty.
Well, how great is it when it's the vagina you like?
Yeah.
When it's well kept, it doesn't fucking have, you know, fucking yeast infection dripping out of it.
And Jesus Christ.
Jesus, and then, women.
And then, and it's actually kind of tight. There's nothing, there's no better feeling on the earth than cleaning your ears with a Q-tip right after a hot shower.
Yeah.
And fucking breaking the seal of a vagina with the head of your cock.
Okay.
And then when you, ow, ow, and then, oh God. You know, oh God. And then you, stop. I can't, I gotta get one in. Get out. One more time, please. No, I gotta get it out. Yeah. There's nothing better than that. It's worth getting a girl pregnant and killing it.
Wow.
Jesus.
That'd be all great, right, if you met a girl. Look, if you can come in me.
Neutral
if,
Dan.
I'm
going
to kill it. Listen, that'd be great. If a girl was just like, listen, come in me, I'll kill it.
I'm a murderer.
I'm a goddamn murderer.
Look at
come
me.
Come on.
Fucking do it.
My father was Chopper. Did you ever see that movie?
Did you see Chopper? He doesn't have ease.
So I never thought of it like on the, and too, like a guy, like I love when a girl knows how to give her head. When the trick to giving good head, and I'll let you in on the secret,
okay,
is this.
I'll write it down.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
It is the most, and it was Jim Norton who said it. I listened to Jim Norton talk about
it. He was talking
once
to a guy, though.
I know.
He was actually giving, he was giving you advice he got.
But I heard this and it made sense. It's like, if you're a girl and you're going down on your guy, and then you look up at your guy and give him a look that says, see what I'm doing for you, see what I do for you, it is over.
Yeah.
And well, I totally agree.
Here's another thing, too, is the best blowjob I ever got, two of them. One girl said, I was all fucking trying to get her to do shit. She fucking went, look, I'm sucking your dick. Relax. I'm going to suck it.
Did you? I think you told me that story.
Yeah. And she said, we're fucking. I'm fucking you.
Yeah.
I'm sucking. It's all happening.
It was the black chick, right?
The black chick.
Yeah.
And then the other girl was a country broad, had a truck.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And
they just practiced that because they ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, dude. She sucked my dick just for nothing. Just no goddamn good reason.
Best,
this bitch went, Raylan Givens, let me see that dick.
Best blowjob I ever got, fat girl in my car, Tucson, Arizona, behind an AutoZone.
What's the...
Her name was... And she had such a fat girl name. Her name was Dawn.
Hey.
No. Not like
hey,
your
hey.
Wife. But spelled
oh,
different.
He said
different.
That before. He thought about it.
Spelled different.
Oh, Neutral Dan's over.
Did you just fucking...
No, I didn't.
Yes!
Fuck!
Go get him, Bobby. Go
well,
get
no,
him.
Well, no, I'm thinking of...
Your mic is off. You cocksucker.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just...
Yes. Oh, Silent Dan.
So anyway, sweetie, what are you doing every Tuesday?
Oh.
Joe's Megan on a fucking Kentucky Derby tour, and this douchebag's on fucking house arrest. Dan's back up. Dan's back up.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that voice.
That's so funny, dude.
You really didn't mean it.
It would have been funnier if you just went like your wife.
No, it wouldn't have. No.
Oh God, that was the biggest pullback I've ever seen. He just fucked up big time. Oh, you idiot.
You really are just a dumb dumb.
I agree.
And I'm not talking the lollipops.
Oh.
So the perspective I'm the point I'm trying to make, that I just went off on a tangent about pussies and licking and blowjobs, is that when you're with a guy, it must be the same thing. Like, oh my God, what am I going to get? What smell is it going to be?
Yeah. You never know. Yeah. And also, if
have you ever had a really smelly dick?
The more hair there is, the worse it is. Whenever
really?
I see a guy who trims, I'm like, oh, here we go. This is going to be good. Cause
really?
It's not, yeah. No, not smelly.
I like the fact that she does like the hand cracking of the knuckles. Like she's about to play the piano.
Let me get
there's
that.
There's no hair on that dick. Let's get after it.
It doesn't have to be hairless. It just has to be, has to be trimmed back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I trim it. You should fucking do it too.
Yeah. Or you trim it like
well, you
all
know,
of
I
it?
Take care of... Well,
all of it?
Most of the time, it's all of it.
Really? You just, it's gone.
It feels cleaner. It just feels nicer.
I love just a little patch.
Yeah, just a little.
I like the little fucking patch, the little landing strip. I don't like.
Looks like a goatee, though. You just got that hair around it. It looks like Homer Simpson's mouth.
Like what is that?
It's your phone.
It's your phone.
Is that like, it's like a goatee? Why do
you? You almost walked away with your headphones in. On. Oh, that was so close.
Hang on. Hello.
Oh. This is the part where I have to fill.
I'm doing my podcast right now. Okay, is it anything special?
No, call me after when I talk to you about something.
Okay, hang on 1 second. It's Conan Smith here.
Hi, Conan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So it's not it. So I didn't book anything. I don't got anything. And no good news?
There's always good news, but you know I'm saving that for when there's bad news to offset it.
Okay, so there's nothing. Okay, I'll call you back.
Goodbye.
Good manager.
Conan Smith, everybody. Yeah, he's a great manager. They're all good.
Just
over
a dapper
over
dresser.
Apostle. Really makes me sick how good Apostle is.
He really dresses amazing.
What, he wears a fucking button-down shirt and khakis. What's wrong with you?
You said that really dreamy, Dan.
Yes.
Conan's dreamy. Conan Smith is dreamy.
He is. Out of
he's
all
a
this
dreamy-looking dude.
Yeah, out of all the managers, he's a good... And he's been the same for like 15 years.
He doesn't age.
He made a deal with the devil.
He takes the blood of
him
new
and
comedians.
Matt Frost.
He takes the blood of new comedians.
No, I thought you said Canadians.
Yeah. No.
No. That's French, stupid.
No.
Don't.
Oh, okay, God. So when you... look back to the pussy.
Yeah.
So when you see an dick that's shaved... Wait a minute. I want to say, yeah, you need a little hair on a vagina. You can't have a ball. I don't want it to look like a fucking chick who's trying to be young down there. I want your pussy to look its age. I don't want a fucking 13-year-old box. And then if you don't shave it all the time and you get the ingrown hairs. Hair, and then
shave,
it's like...
If you're shaving down there, though, you shouldn't... Girls shouldn't shave down there.
What do?
You wax it.
That's what my wife does.
Because when you shave it, it creates crazy shit. But it always depends. Like, it depends. Sometimes it's all...
There's birds in the apartment.
There was just a lot of birds on the window for some reason. And I think...
Because Kelly's happiness brought him to the...
That's my wife's dead mom coming to the window going, knock it off, you fucking cocksucker. Not that she talks like that, but she's from Boston.
Oh.
I couldn't
Boston.
Do one.
Yeah,
you can't do your own accent?
Dude, that was the original Boston accent when they were in England. And then they came here. I did the original.
No.
I don't do voices.
Yeah,
I
hit... That's my bad.
All right, do Don's mom.
Fucking, who are you? You guys talking about crocs? You guys talking about crocs? Shave crocs? Bobby, don't.
Oh my God.
Oh, Adam talking about pussies.
All right, so.
Oh boy.
So you trim it all off most of the time. You wax it off.
Yeah, but it depends. Sometimes it's. Yeah, it depends.
Right. Oh, so, but sometimes you have a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes.
You have a little surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. I grew this mustache for you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Goatee though. You said it looks like a goatee. Do you let it grow like around the lips?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
You have to have.
Sometimes when you look at it in a certain angle, it just always reminds.
It doesn't
me
go.
Of
like, does it go from the top around the lips to the asshole?
Yeah, yeah.
How is it a
very
goatee?
Dark hair.
Is it really?
I'm Italian. I'm very dark.
You're Italian.
Yeah.
They have Italians in Australia.
Yes, there's heaps of us.
Italian. What kind of Italian?
Well, my dad's from Sicily. My mom's from sort of north of Tuscany.
My father's from Sicily too.
Oh, really?
My family. Now, does your family cook Italian food and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have the seven fishes?
No.
All right, then. Forget it. You're Italian, my asshole. You're Australian.
There's nothing, nothing worse than Italians talking about being Italian.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we weren't talking about Dan. That's why. You couldn't do one of his voices.
Yeah, sorry. We want to take Viking? Go ahead, you fucking flat face. What do you want to do?
I'm an American.
You want to talk about fucking codfish? Salting fish?
I want to talk about it. And broadswords? Yes. And sailing and pillaging? Yes.
Volcanoes?
Yeah. That's
dragons?
Iceland. Hey, come on. That's Iceland.
Viking and Irish, yeah.
Huh?
You're Viking and Irish.
It's called Swedish, you heathen. So you're a Viking?
I didn't go up then.
You just did right there, though.
Oh, boy.
So that's weird, though. I mean, you look, when you, with a guy, it's like, oh my God, this is either good or bad.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. I'll know pretty early on how far I'm going to go.
But now, okay, you take the, this is the thing. Now, if I take a box out and look, I'm dealing with it. I'm going to lick the stink off of it. I'm going to deal with it. I'm not going to make you look. If I chose to go this far with you, I'm going to fucking make you have at least some fun. Someone's going to, I'm going to try to make somebody come.
Cause you're a good dude.
Okay. But are you going to do that too? Or are you going to go, fuck, I'm out. I'm tapping.
Yeah, have you ever denied anything because a penis was gross?
Yeah, after you saw that.
You see the piece and you're just like.
Yeah, you just like, it's got like fucking tribal Australian markings on it. And
It's got abo dick.
Yeah. I had to get up. Like, the thing is, I always plan ahead. Like, I have to get up early.
Yeah.
Like, so then when I say I have to get up early, then they're like, oh, she said that ages ago. And then if we end up going further, then like, don't have to get up early yet. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh. At that stage, it doesn't matter. It's the perfect fucking plan.
I've done that too, where I had a girl stay at my house and I'd be like, look, I got an audition. I got a meeting early. And that, you got to be careful because that bitch will stay.
Yeah.
And then you got to know where she's going.
Because she'll walk out with you. She'll come to the subway with like, you. Yeah, I'll follow you.
I had to take the fucking subway all the way down from 97th Street, the 6th train, all the way down to Astor Place at 6 in the morning to get this bitch out. Yeah. She's like, oh, are you ready? And I was like, I guess. And then take it all the way back home. And I deserved it.
Just to get rid of her.
Just to get rid of her.
Oh, damn.
And I had to give her that kiss at like fucking 7:15 at Astor Place Starbucks. Yeah. The sun's coming out and it's a little cold. All right, I'll talk to you later.
It's a little crusty.
She's still looking at me the way I looked at her the night before to get some pussy. She's still gazing at me.
She's like, so I'll see you.
She's trying to recreate that first kiss.
Yeah, you call me, we'll talk.
Oh, I can smell my load on her chin. It's like, oh, fuck that. But so that's crazy, man. When was the last time you got some fucking puss? Come on now.
If you have to think about it, it's been too long.
Miami.
Damn.
You got strange puss?
Mm-mm.
You knew the puss.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
In Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a comic.
Mm-mm.
It was business.
Mm-mm.
It was a civilian.
Flew him in.
You flew pussy in?
Flew her in.
Who the fuck? Oh, corporate Dan's got some money.
No, she flew herself in.
Because she's got money.
I think she saved up.
Yeah, it's fucking Miami. It's like $118 to get there.
Yeah, and she lives in South Carolina. Yeah. So
homeless people could vacation in Miami.
But yeah, she flew down.
Really? She have a home?
She lives in South Carolina.
Did she stay with in your hotel?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Did you want her gone?
No, she's cool as shit.
So you like
her? I've
known
her. Yeah, she grew up in Colorado. I know her from Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking, talking about shit states.
Whoa, hey.
I'm kidding.
Go fuck yourself. It's not Nebraska. You really Kansas.
I love Nebraska.
Nebraska
Kansas
sucks.
Great. Big, great barbecue.
Really?
What does Denver have?
Except mountains.
Fucking delays at the airport.
Oh, really?
And bobcats.
And lovely hiking trails.
Oh, fuck hiking trails.
And,
go to Utah.
Happy people.
Happy people.
Yeah.
Go to Australia.
And legal weed.
Legal. I don't smoke weed, dude.
Well, that's what I do.
I'm not a fucking pothead.
Well, that's not my fault.
I'm sober 27 years,
and congratulations,
motherfucker.
But you know what, Bobby? Since you're trying to shed some weight, why don't you take a nice hike up in the Rocky Mountains, huh? See some nature. Maybe
from here?
Well, no.
Is that a fat joke?
No. I mean, you would probably lose a lot of weight.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, you would really.
I'd stop at every Mickey D's at truck stop. Be getting fucking chicken knuckles at the Flying J.
Refueling?
Yeah. Anyways, dude. I think that, look, I like Denver. I like it. It's a good comedy city, actually.
It. Great local scene.
I've never worked a comedy club, though. They won't fucking have me.
I haven't either, and I'm from there.
Dude, I'm a lot better than you, and I have an hour.
Yeah,
I wasn't saying that.
I'm not going to peter out after 20 minutes.
Well, it's called gassing out, and it's 23 minutes.
This is you after 26 minutes.
So where are you from? Where are you from? You guys on your first date? Is this a date?
Really? Check out this voice.
Yeah, you guys want to hear another voice?
No, come on. I do the turnaround. Hey, guys, this is what it would sound like if Andre the Giant and I do the turnaround.
Yeah.
I got my sleeves rolled up.
Oh, boy.
This is Chief Subscribe. You are listening to the You Know What Dude podcast. For if you want more things, for something to cover your bare chest, go to riotcast.com and check out the merch page. For there, you can see the majestic alligators fighting with weapons that only the bravest of braves have. You can also have the shirt of the man they call Dangerous Joe, for he has four eyes like that of a dangerous sea urchin. And yet, he holds himself with the regard of a high priestess. You can also go to riotcast.com and listen to the other podcasts where you can subscribe to them. Like that of The Hammer Fisting, describing two men in battle. You can also listen to I Hate My Wife. I Hate My Wife with Rich Voss and Barney McFarlane. Rich Voss, a very funny elder chief with teeth like that of the with ivory. Riotcast.com and subscribe to the You Know What Dude podcast for let the other people in your tribes know that the You Know What Dude podcast is and for that I thank you.
We're friends of the Indian.
For we are friends of the earth and friends of the sky. The You Know What Dude podcast. And come to our casino where we have free chicken finger night.
Make sure you check out RobertKellyLive.com to find out when Robert is performing near you. This month he's going to be in Belmore, New York at Governor's Brokerage on the 23rd and 24th for three shows only. Then he's heading to Reno, Nevada at Catch a Rising Star at Silver Legacy from the 27th through the 31st. Go to Robert Kelly Live for ticket information and other dates to see when Robert is coming to a town near you. Also, help out a friend of the show, Dominic Lombardozzi from A&E's Breakout Kings. Make sure you support the show by watching every Sunday and follow him on Twitter at D_LOMBARDOZZI. Let him know that you heard about it through the You Know What Dude podcast. Thanks so much for supporting friends of the show and most importantly for supporting the You Know What Dude podcast.
Yeah, I miss those days. I miss those days of being a fucking young comic.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
No, it was fun. Oh, absolutely.
It's fun for the boys. It's not fun for the girls.
It's a lot of fun.
It's fun for you guys.
Well, it's not fun for you guys because you guys are in your head. Girl comics, you fucked up because you're girls. Really, it's. I mean, I'm not saying it's look, I think that it's definitely harder. How do I say this? I don't know. It's weird. Guys, we hang out. We just bond. We bust balls. We hang out all night. We try to get pussy. It's like this fun thing. You guys, like even on this podcast, you're hanging in there. But this isn't like a girl. Like if this was all girls, it'd be a totally different hang for you. It'd be more comfortable for you, wouldn't it?
No, I think my problem is with boys is that I hang out with too many boys all the time. So right. I'm too much like a guy.
Yeah.
Too much. Then when I do hang out with normal guys, I think they get a bit, oh boy, because I give them so much shit.
Yeah, that's not good, man. You're fucking with a guy's self-esteem and alpha male shit.
At first, I think it's adorable because I'm like, look at your fucking face, you dumb shit.
Whoa.
And then they, you know.
That's just mean. That's not busting balls at all.
Yeah, where's the joke, you fucking psycho?
That's her interpretation of busting balls. Hey, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You suck.
No Australian accent either.
You stink.
Hey, fatso.
Hey, you tub of shit.
Yeah, I used to be fat too, but not as fat as you.
Yeah, and then she turns it back on. So do you want to go get a drink?
Hey, do you trim your bush fat?
Your bush fat?
I think it gets me in trouble because I'm too much, and people see me as one of the guys all the time. And then the girls I get with are very quiet and plain, and they're just in awe of the boys. Uh-huh. And
they should be.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I can be in awe of a boy that I'm in love with.
You shouldn't be in love with them. You should be in awe with all of us. If you, I told you. Do you want to? You know what? I used to tell people what makes you like a girl. What do you like in women? I like girls who dig me. That's it. Only requirement. You know, people say, I have different tastes. No, you don't. Someone who likes you, you like. Forever, how long it is. If you're blonde, fat, skinny, black, Australian, accent. It doesn't matter. If you dig me, if you legitimately like me, I'm going to fucking like you. Is it going to work out? No, maybe. I don't know. But you got a shot at something if you legitimately like each other. I think that's it. It's not all that fucking other hoorah that you put in there. It's just all right. So I lost my train of thought.
Hoorah! It's not the. It's not the.
I love you both. Know. You both were like we were following you, and now we're not stupid.
Yeah. If you like a person and they like you, you know, but then you get in, and if the hoorah's not,
I just want to let you know that I don't have an ego, and I admitted it.
You know
I
what?
Did call myself out on
you
it.
You did.
I made everybody feel comfortable. Wow, I suck.
I was listening.
But listen, what I'm saying, you know, you understand?
She's trying to pull the sweet shit on you.
Well, here's the deal. If you, like I said, with a blowjob, there's nothing better than a girl who goes, loves sucking dick. because you don't feel guilty. Take the guilt out of it for a guy,
yeah.
And we can actually like you. We can actually be relaxed enough to be around you. if you make the hoops that we have to jump through is what fucks us up.
Yeah.
But that's what you need to make sure you're not a pig. You know what I mean? Or being taken advantage of. The hoops you have to jump through is sucking our cock and touching our dick.
Yeah.
And that's the exact thing you don't want to do. You know what I mean? It's the reverse. Like, if I like you, I'm just going to like you and be with you and let every and not force you and not try to do. And you're going to we're going to do it on its own time. And
yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, like I say all the time, my wife blew me on a rock for an ice cream on our first date. Mm-hmm. That's fucking love. Good for you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have made it, honey. Yeah. If you made me wait 3 weeks, I wouldn't be married right now.
Really?
No. I'm not going to wait 3 weeks for a blowjob. Go fuck yourself. You made it so we could go to the next level by sucking
You've
that dick.
You passed the test.
Just suck dick. That's all.
Just suck dick.
It's a t-shirt. That can even,
put it up on riotcast.com.
I don't know, but I...
go ahead. I'm sorry. I just went off on a little tangent.
No. It's
now ruin
this.
It with women thought. Go.
I sometimes I feel like I'm in a constant battle of... you know that kind of saying that the, you know, are you the Madonna or are you the whore?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And I find that if I want to do something with a guy on the first date, I'm going to do it. I don't give a shit.
Right.
A guy can dump me on the first or the 10th date. It doesn't matter. But I'm finding now that if I do that, then they're not likely to hang around because they see me as someone just to have fun with and they're never going to see me as anything more.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't want that to, but I don't want that to be the thing.
You're doing yourself a good service because what you're doing is you want to fuck around with the guy, you like him, and you're also eliminating him right the fuck away so you don't waste your time. If he's just after you for sex or after you fuck, he doesn't want nothing to do with you, it's not there. But it could come back. Like you could meet a second round and he changed or he actually sees something else in you. It has nothing to do with fucking, whether you're with somebody or not, or you're going to be with somebody or not. Or whether, you know, the person you're going to be with is probably somebody you're just compatible with. Somebody after the fucking bullshit you go through, when the day's done, you're like, I just like being with you, and I can fuck you, and we're cool together. I like you. Is it love? Compatibility and being able to be with somebody for more than 3 hours and not want to fucking smash them in the face with a spaded shovel or a Dan face. You
And how
is what relationships last? They did a study. That's what makes relationships last. The people that have been
compatibility.
It's not love. It's compatibility. They just can be around each other. They like being around each other. They get along. And you know, it has nothing to do with fucking. So if you fuck a guy on the first date and he blows you off, yeah, it's not because you fucked him. It's because he's a fucking nut. So you got laid and you eliminated this fucking douche from your life.
Yeah. But there is a part of me, though, that like if I'm with someone that I know in my head that I don't want anything else to happen, but I do just want to get laid, that's easy for me because I'm like, okay, we can just do this and I don't have to talk
You're
to you again.
You're a whore. Right? Why would you do that?
No. Oh, you got me.
Okay, sorry.
But it's like, there's other guys that I do like really like and then I don't know what happens, but I start to close up and I like them because I won't sleep with them. And because I want
to
get to know,
talk to Joe
DeRosa,
and you need to work this out.
Joey Junior
looks like he looks like what Gene Garofalo wants to look like.
I really wish he was here to hear that.
Me too. We can say it again, like we never said it before.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah, but so there's a guy you like, really like, right?
There's someone petering around.
Petering.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
Yeah. I've already fucked him though.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it really? Good though?
It was
really good.
Wow. She just said it. She's like,
meet this guy.
She didn't even fucking say a word.
It's over. He got offered a job in a state, so he's moving.
Where?
He got offered a job in another state, so he's moving.
What
now.
State?
In Ohio.
Ohio.
I was going to say Jersey. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, it's too far away.
He's moving to Connecticut. It's over.
It's too far.
And he's really young, too.
Really?
How old was he?
10. 24.
Oh.
What if he was 13?
Yeah. 17. Yeah.
I like fucking young boys.
Can fuck young boys here? I like young boys.
In my fucking union? What do they call them? What are you doing?
Union?
What are you itching? You got fucking crabs? What's going on? Bed bugs? Don't bring that fucking... I don't want that Brooklyn apartment shit in my house. This is Hell's Kitchen, baby. I own this place. I don't want those fucking goddamn open mic or bed bugs.
Just broke my shut up.
I told you,
Jesus
don't.
Christ.
Uh-oh, characters. One-woman show.
What would the name of her one-woman show be? What would it be called?
It's a dog's breakfast?
Yeah. That's what it's called.
That's what this fucking podcast is going to be called.
Dog's breakfast.
Oh, I would love that. That would be the best.
Is dog's breakfast?
I'm having a chest spasm.
All right, don't freak out.
No, you know what it is? It's
Hopping.
I thought I was having a heart attack one day. We were all writing. Me, Joe, and Billy were writing on the phone. And I think they were arguing about something, and then my chest right here, it started like just, oh my god, and I thought I was having a heart attack. And it was actually an esophageal spasm.
Really?
Because of heartburn and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I take these pills that stop the heartburn.
Prilosec?
No, it's a new one. Ooh. It's a different one. It's a little better for you.
I take Prilosec.
Dr. Steve from the O&A show actually hooked me up with it. And but it gives me these esophageal spasms.
Mm.
And it feels like I'm going to die.
All right, well, and you just had one of those.
Yeah, if something happens to me, guys, please.
If I watch the lights go out in your eyes and your head hit that keyboard,
yeah,
I'm not going to lie when I say this, I'm taking off my headphones,
yeah,
calling 911, and leaving.
No, no, dude. I need you to hit record. I need this podcast.
Yeah. So you just hear.
That's how dumb Dan. That's why Dan is just a fucking, he's not a leader in the business. He has to be given everything because he can't even have the fucking, like, the brain to go, dude, this podcast is now mine, and that show is going to be so. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, if I was in your shoes, I'd be like, dude, this is my podcast now, and I get to keep all the, and that this show is going to be crazy popular.
Because Bobby Kelly died on
it. Not crazy, but it will be, you know, a little popular
for a couple weeks until I tank it because I don't know how to an episode.
Because you don't know. Fucking like, show up at your own house because
you're lazy. Yeah. Can't get anything done.
All right, well, let's stop cutting deep.
Well, it's true.
Kelly's
it's
cutting true. Deep.
Well, Kelly and Kelly. That's the new podcast show.
Yeah. Kelly and Kelly.
Kelly and Kelly. We're here to say Kelly and Kelly the Australian way.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much because Dan's not in it. Oh, boy.
You can stare at her stupid librarian face all you want to.
She doesn't look like a librarian.
Her dumb glasses. They're very
my
nice.
My glasses are great.
My wife has the same glasses, dumb.
Again.
Are you nuts?
That's true, right, Dan.
Turn the mic off. That's I get it. I'll go sit in the corner.
You get fucking the hell out of here.
All right.
You. Made you better.
That voice. Oh, Jesus.
Those are lovely glasses, Kelly.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, man.
So anyways, God, it's fucking esophageal spasms killing me.
I don't know if she moved the mic, but I just heard the water go down.
Yeah. back to the gym. I actually went three times last week. I did chest one day, and then I did something else, and then I forget the middle one, and then I did buys. I couldn't wipe my own ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I my arms were stuck. I couldn't fucking move my arms. Thank God I have a bidet.
Did you do the thing where you can't straighten your arm?
Yeah, I couldn't straighten my arm.
It just hurts.
I couldn't.
You have to lay on your arm to straighten it?
Yeah, it was fucking awful. It was
you
just awful.
You had to use the bidet? You couldn't wipe your own ass?
I had a bidet, yeah. No, I had to use the... I couldn't even hit the button.
You got
to
wipe something.
Huh?
You got to wipe something.
Not with a bidet.
You just put your faith in God that it's all gone?
It's all I've had it for 5 years, so I trust it now. So I know when it's all gone. Plus I can open my asshole like a dolphin hole.
Does it feel good?
I can hear the sound go
swallowing it up.
And then what do? Just drip dry? Shake it off? You gotta dry it.
No, I took a shower. And then I
But how did you dry your ass?
With a towel.
But I thought you couldn't wipe.
Well, I could get it kind of in there, but it hurt.
Like
I couldn't get paper towel like get the paper towel and then into my like back and wipe the way I wipe. I wipe, you know, front to back, back to front, and I'm good.
Do you go in the front or do you lift
in the back? In the back. Lift in the back. What do you do?
I go in the back. I lift.
What do you do? Do you lift it in the front?
I lift from the side.
From the side. Yeah. For the butt.
Yeah.
Right.
It's always weird when people go right in the middle.
Well, girls have for the shit.
Yeah, I know.
Who does that?
I know a dude that does that.
No, you don't. Yeah,
do. How do you know?
Because he told me. We had a conversation about this.
Really?
Yeah. He goes. Yeah,
do
he
we
goes,
know this guy?
No. He lives in Denver.
Really?
Yeah.
I told you, Denver's full of fucking weirdos.
No, it's not.
That's all. Denver people do that.
No, they don't. That's not true at all.
That's their fucking logo. Wipe from the front, mate.
Right from, why do we say mate? We don't say mate.
It's contagious. It's so
good. You're gonna start saying dog's breakfast.
Dog's breakfast.
I'll never say it.
Yeah, you will.
I'll never say it.
You're gonna call the podcast.
I'll never say it. Do you understand? Do you understand why I hate your accent? Correct, right?
Yeah, I understand. I get it.
It's just that fucking show Lost is what really turned me off.
Yeah, I hated her. She was terrible in that.
She's fucking, but she's Australian.
Yeah, but she couldn't act. That's why. Because you had to hear an Australian accent that can't act.
All right, but you understand how thick that fucking thing was.
Yeah.
And the word baby.
Baby.
How did she say it?
She did it like really bad. Like, baby. Charlie, my baby. Charlie.
Baby.
Yeah, but I would say baby.
Say the way she did it. Baby.
Baby.
Baby. Just do it.
This is making me
baby.
Sick.
Baby.
Say Charlie, my baby.
Charlie, my baby.
Don't do it like a fucking.
I like that you're mouthing. I like that you're mouthing it while she's saying it.
But I don't like that she's
like a stage mom.
I don't like
she. Bobby really is being a stage
I'm
mom
a stage
right
mom.
Now.
Do it again. Do
smile
it again.
Smile big. Smile big. Smile big. Charlie, my baby. Say it, my baby. Fucking toddlers in tiaras across the table.
Say it. You're doing it wrong.
We're going home.
I don't
one.
Love you.
Oh, we are going home number one or not at all. Yeah.
Do you have any do you guys have any fetishes?
Fetish?
Yeah, like something weird.
No.
Nothing.
No.
You're straight sex.
I like the titty fuck.
That's so boring. Titty fucking is nothing
it
there.
It really is.
It's so stupid. It's
Sorry,
such a big thing.
Middle of the country.
But it's just like, how can you get anything
Talk
out of
the
it?
Microphone.
How can you get anything out of it? Because you're squeezing the girl's squeezing her tits together. There's no good friction there. You gotta like wet the tits or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also it's like they gotta be big, juicy, mushy titties.
Mm-hmm.
You still with us?
Yeah, I keep going.
Oh boy, you gotta, lost Dan.
You can't. Yeah, like you try to tit fuck a chick with no titties.
That's just cruel, and you never even attempt that.
Yeah, but girl, you know, look, man, you need big, fat, mush tits,
mm-hmm.
and you need a big piece too to make it through the other side.
Why? Why do you gotta make it through the other side?
Well, what do you mean? You want to
get lost?
You want the dick to just disappear?
Yep.
Really?
Gone.
Isn't that the sexiest part when it, and she's like bending, she's like cutting off her fucking, her air, trying like to those, like suck those, the top of your head.
Like one of those homeless guys that's permanently like that from sleeping on the train too much.
Just trying to lick the top of it like an ice cream cone. Yeah, she's like Christopher Reeve trying to eat an ice cream cone.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
But he's dead. We can make fun of him.
But he was a treasure.
Really? Was he from Denver? Go fuck yourself.
Maybe he was.
He wasn't a treasure. He was a gay actor. He was gay.
No, he wasn't.
No, of course not.
Superman.
Allegedly.
Not gay.
No.
Was he?
Superman was gay. The real Superman's gay. You're looking at me like, really? Is that? Wait a minute.
I was mulling it over.
There's a guy who can. This fucking idiot. He flies.
So the real.
How great
superhero.
Would that be if there was a flying gay man?
Like if someone had Superman's powers, but he was just flaming gay.
Ah, just like hardcore.
Just like, oh yeah, so I saved the world. So the fuck what? Yeah. Just sucked a dick. Lightning fast speed.
Right. Lois Lane, a Tui.
Oh, gross.
You know what color panty shoes have on? I don't know.
I just they, looked. Oh,
I hope they're lead.
And they don't match.
Hope her pussy's what made was, of lead.
What was the Jimmy from the newspaper that took pictures? Yeah. Oh, if Superman was real and he was gay, that'd... Yeah. Fucking make everyone flip out.
Hey Jimmy, look at this.
Jimmy, Superman,
hog out.
Super cock.
He pulls hog out through the side of the pants, the pee flap, and the fucking uniform. what was that laugh? She's laughing. She laughed like an old fucking car horn. What is that? It's a car, Daddy.
Oh boy.
So
fetishes.
Fetishes, yeah. You know, really nothing. Just I you know what I did one time? I fucked ass cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah. You just put it in between like a hot dog bun.
Well, she's got to be... You all right?
Yep, sorry. Okay. I went away.
No, I just make sure you're all right. That's all. I was literally thinking, you know, she bent over and coughed into her lap. You just gotta be a nice ass, first of all. It's gotta be you can't have a flat ass.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you know, you might as well just fucking bang a boy.
or not.
Oh, not even say that out loud, but it's okay.
Well, all right, fuck you, fucking unfunny people.
Oh, come on.
What are you, fucking two girls on the show now?
Hey, Bobby. Hey.
Why are you getting upset? Don't get upset.
Oh,
come
my
on.
God, dude. It's happening all over again. Stop. All right, so listen. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she wouldn't let me bang her, but she put cream in her butt cheeks. She had a great
cream
in her butt cheeks.
Like what kind of cream?
Like, I don't know, fucking
like lotion?
Hand cream.
Oh, okay. So like
and
lotion.
I just put my dick in her butt cheeks and she pushed them together around my cock and I fucked. It was like a titty fuck except with a butt.
Back titty fuck.
Way better than a titty fuck because it was tighter.
Oh.
And you can see the ass, and it's just a visually a better, you know, and then you jizz right on her back flat and it fucking, you know, pulls up and you can clean up easier cleanup. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Learn a new thing every day.
Yeah. And you?
Fetishes.
I like
it'd be funny if she came.
I like to blow
real,
guys and eat soup.
It'd be funny if she came with like some real sick shit.
That'd be great.
I like cigarettes to be put out right on my nipples.
She whipped out a fucking burnt tit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Just like to cut him. I had a guy once who liked it when I'd wear my glasses when I blew him.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. I mean, yeah. It sucks. Yeah. You get a fucking
slapping's
clean,
good. Slapping's a fun one.
Like you slap?
What if I just cracked her in the face and she went? Yeah.
Just hit her fucking
boy.
just a haymaker.
Dude, like a fucking wrestler crack. Like fucking what's his name did to Andy Kaufman on David Letterman.
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah,
you get a backwards chop on her, just hack.
You hear the floor roll over, you hear Dan go, oh, and her go, yeah, daddy.
Yeah.
No, let her, yeah, daddy.
Yeah, daddy. Did it again?
I've had some fucking twisted shit. I've done some twisted shit.
What's the weirdest thing you've done?
I had a fuck. I don't even know if I can talk about this.
Yeah, come on. Well, look at us. We're young, spirited kids. Come on.
I had a girl that talked about being taken advantage of by her dad.
Oh boy.
Oh, daddy.
And then when she was blowing me,
okay,
she was calling me daddy.
That's awful. How do you say hard during that, man? That stinks.
Ugh. How do you not? How do you not come quick? That's the real question. How do you not when, daddy, am I bad? How do you not just,
no, but I am, and I just, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that happened twice. No, listen.
That's creepy.
Yeah, well, people have issues.
Was like the guy we were talking.
What's that?
It was like the guy we were talking about last episode. That like a baby.
Like a baby. Oh, the guy. Yeah, this guy likes to be his wife to change. He's a baby. When he goes home, he sleeps in a crib, and he's a fucking baby. Yeah, that's a fetish. Like, you know, feet. I'm not into like specific shit. Like, there's people that need to get shit on or pissed on or feet or dominated.
Domination thing never. I don't like being hurt during sex. I don't like pain.
Like physical or emotional? You fucking homo.
Emotional. You
I
suck.
Like it soft.
No.
Just in my silk sheets. I like it soft. Tell me.
I think that's pretty normal.
Cuddle me.
You have silk sheets?
No. God, no.
How does she know? Have you guys ever fooled around?
No. Yeah.
Look at me. You're lying. Yeah. You're lying.
No.
You're lying.
No.
You think I'm an asshole, both of you? You think I'm a rookie? You unhonest cocksuckers. You've fucking fooled around. I see it in your faces. You fucking lying.
Oh, God. Where's bloody neutral just, Dan when I need him?
I just fucking...
Oh, no, we haven't.
You're lying. You're acting like you're acting. No, we haven't. That's why we don't book an audition, asshole. Listen, what's the problem? You messed around, didn't you? You fucking messed around. What'd you kiss?
Yeah.
Did you kiss?
Yeah, it was a bit
You
drunk.
Kissed? Okay, so
really
you... Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Good.
You motherfuckers. God, I'm good. I was just lying. I didn't know.
It's not me. He can't lie.
Listen, here's you can lie.
Yeah, because she's from a fucking land built on convicts that were left from England.
I have to lie to protect.
You really are from a fucking, just a country that should have died.
No, I don't lie. I just omit truth. So it's different.
No.
Just don't say what you're not supposed to say.
That's some political.
You don't.
That's a politician.
If no one asks me the direct question, I just don't say anything.
Right. Okay, here you go. But you'll be honest if I ask you a question.
Just say you're a liar. And
I'm
you'd
a
be
liar.
Honest.
Yeah, I'm a liar.
Right, stop with your fucking horse shit. Yeah. I'm a politician. No, you're not.
If you ask me the right question,
I will. So if I ask a question, no.
No.
So you guys kissed?
Yeah. Made out.
Okay. At a party?
It was around the corner from a show.
On a corner or in somewhere?
We were on the street, East Village.
Yeah.
East Village. But was it in a corner? Or?
It was like, it was on like a side street. It was
you made out on a side street. So it was one of those fucking like Harry Met Sally moments. Hey, good seeing you. Had a fun night. All right. Bye, Dan.
Yeah.
And then you kissed.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Yeah. And then the next time we saw each other, we were like, that was kind of weird.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, you didn't go home and fucking crank it out.
Oh, of course.
Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. You went home and fucking jerked off. She's a fucking pretty girl.
Yeah.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second. Let me look. She's okay.
What are you looking at?
Listen. I'm kidding. No, she's a pretty girl. She's a very pretty girl. And she's got a nice personality. I mean, barring the fucking shit accent that would fucking annoy you. It's like chalk on a fucking board.
But she's like, no.
We need a bigger boat.
Well, I think because me and Dan are pretty good. Like, we don't like to fuck around in that scene. So we're both like, oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah, when we did it, we can't do this.
Really? But so you did go home and jerk off to her?
Yeah.
Dan, that's so lovely. Thank you.
You went home too? What are you talking about? You didn't go home and fucking whip it out in a tub? You know you fucking put them down the panties.
Did you?
Probably.
Come on, be honest.
Most likely I would have, yes.
Yeah, you did. Okay. So I want to know what you, I don't want to know your fantasy because you'll lie because you're a woman.
No, I'll tell you the truth.
Okay. I want to know what the thing, now, okay. I go home, I'm like, oh shit, I go home, my fantasy, I know what it was. I know that she came with me or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What was the fantasy?
What did I jerk off to?
Do you understand how much water she's drinking now?
Yeah,
she's getting dehydrated as we
God
speak.
Damn, it's hot in here. We
don't have a window. I think I jerked it to a blowjob.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a go-to.
Yeah, like I think I went home and I was like, oh,
pretty disconnected.
Not
even kissing. You didn't even fucking like have the
jerk off to kissing. Who jerks off to kissing?
Kissing is the sexiest. Do you think kissing's sexy, dude?
I don't jerk off to kissing.
Kissing's great.
Yeah, well.
Really, you don't like kissing?
Agree to disagree. I don't jerk off to it.
Well, I mean that's a fucking.
I'm not like just a hot makeout session.
Really?
No,
dude. I've had fantasies. I had my first since I was young, night of mission, a couple weeks ago. A night of mission. I came in my pants.
I was sleeping.
This in
O&A. Yeah, I was. Yeah. I had a fuck, but it was a sexy. It wasn't fucking. It was sexy. It was just kissing and fucking all this crazy. And then I pulled her pants down and I jizzed in my. I mean, orgasm.
Full on.
Full.
Not even just blown, not a drip.
Like dude, you full blown. I got a picture of my fucking panties. I'll show it to you.
Oh boy.
I mean, full.
And that was Dawn next to you.
No.
Oh.
I told you I came.
No, but you were sleeping next to her.
No, I was in Vegas.
Oh, you're in Vegas. Okay.
I'm just going to roll over and stick it in my wife.
But I'm like, I wanted to know what she
would
think.
How embarrassing that would be if
you wake up, you're like,
just jizz in my pants. She's like, oh, that's good.
Yeah, get out of bed.
You were too tired to fucking eat my box, but you fucking jizzing to fantasies, you fat loser. No, I was by myself, and I had it. And I had, before that, I had a passion dream with the chick that was in The Gauntlet with Clint Eastwood, the blonde girl.
Oh,
yeah.
A passion dream where we were just making out and she was jerking me
over
off upside down.
Upside down.
No, upside down, just fondling, exploring my cock.
Okay.
Like, what's this? What is this? How do I do that? Well, my thumb on the top.
Okay.
And we were kissing as she was doing that, like gently just touching and going up. Like, what is
stop looking at me.
I don't look at these movements.
Can you look at Kelly when you do this?
No, don't look at me. You're not comfortable.
Is that the top? I am not comfortable with this.
There's a little jizz coming out.
I'm not trying to look at you. What's this? This is really weird.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I love
you jerk off to kissing.
Fuck yeah, I've done that.
All right.
I've done it. I admit to it.
Why don't you write a romance novel? It's fucking...
What the fuck?
It's weird. Oh.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird? Is you're so fucking generic that all you can jerk off to is blowjobs and fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
That's what this country was built on.
I'm beyond that, dude. I'm evolved.
Oh, you're a passion. Oh, why don't you just talk about being Italian more? Oh, I'm Italian. I'm passionate.
I'm not saying on a dirt ball.
I want a big old set of titties and some fucking. I jerk off to fucking.
I jerk off to fucking.
Bobby's like, Bobby, you're like a fucking Latin right now. You're like, I really want to go home. Masturbate to the thought of touching your lips with my lips.
Oh God, Latin Dan, never heard this one before. Here it comes.
I want to so take deep. You into my arms.
I'm Fat Zorro.
I want to take you and touch you in places. Could not have sex with you.
Fuck that.
All right.
That voice is fucking hot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Ooh, you know what voice you're going to use next.
Breakout session number two. Yeah,
on in a vestibule.
Oh,
this
boy.
Bitch is going to blow me now. Wow. All right. So what was your fantasy of Dan?
Yeah. I want to know this.
Come on. Don't make
it. Was I on a white steed?
No, you were the steed.
Yeah, hi. Do you want to have sex with me? Yeah,
you really do have fucking minotaur face.
Oh, that's the...
You should have hooves.
Hello, I'm Dan the Minotaur.
Oh, man, it's killing me.
I got the bow and arrow.
All right, so what was your fantasy?
She's got to drink her water.
Normally, my fantasy, it's always the same. It's normally always of fucking and coming.
Fucking and coming.
Like, why don't you make fun of her?
Like, no. It's like coming. Like when someone else, it's like the same if I watch porn. It has to be, I'll come when they're coming.
Who comes though? The girl or the guy?
Either one. It doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. It's the sound. It's the sound of someone
the
saying.
The sound?
The sound that people are making. That they're, you know, they're saying I'm coming, and then you know the noise. You know, somebody.
Do you have a blind person in your family?
Yeah. No, I can hear you coming.
Oh God!
Do you hear that?
She just has porn traps on her iPod.
Actually, you're the Indian. The Indian can hear it.
For I can feel it in my feet when the ground rumbles during an orgasm. I can feel it like the thunder rolling in over the hills.
Oh my vagina was voice like the dew.
Like that of the early spring morning. My vagina is wet. Like the pond that we grab our fish from. It is sopping wet.
Ah, shit. What the fuck, man?
That is my favorite voice.
Like a bird. Like a bird flying through a rainstorm. My vagina is wet like the morning dew.
I guess stupid.
So listen, so your boyfriend's gone. Your guy.
Are you still banging?
He was not my boyfriend.
Is he still here?
So he's gone.
Yeah, he's
you guys
here for another.
Get a couple more fucks in.
I don't know. I think I'm done.
Really?
What? Yeah.
But you said you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. But it's just like it's not gonna. If nothing's gonna happen, just cut it loose.
Really? You don't want that young piece of dick around for a couple more?
He had the best dick. I gotta say.
Really?
Why? What was good about it?
Talking about dicks before?
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I like that she really like. Shit. She just went full and she's like, yeah. Won't talk about dicks. Yeah. This guy's got a dick.
I'm trying to unharden mine right now.
When you see a girl that enthusiastic about talking about dick, it makes any guys. It makes other dicks move.
That's like watching a rape scene with your chick and trying. That's just terrible.
Trying not to depend on
mine. I have a pillow. On my lap.
Oh God, I can't believe you just spit on her face.
Filthy.
These two poor girls and their mother in a barn.
Oh. And one of them's watching. How dare they? I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick and think about kissing.
I fling the dog off my lap with my cock.
All right, so you just emphatically said that you love his dick.
I think I'm first of all, can I stop? I think I'm using Joe's fucking sick spit guard.
No, you're not. It was red.
Okay, good. This might be Kathy's because I'm feeling a hot thing in my voice. Maybe that's just her talk. Go ahead.
Yeah,
tell us about the perfect cock, but do it in the same voice.
Oh, no, it was just because we
the cock was good.
Bands with the four impassions of a thousand sons, they dick.
Get in me. No.
That moved. I think I'm going to go rehash that fantasy that we had.
Mine just did the old fucking, the old tap at the beginning of a song. Yeah. Duck, duck, duck. One, two, three.
One, two. 1, 2, 3, 4, boner. I'm going to do the weird thing where I just walk in my apartment and just pull my dick out like an animal. And just
so, all right, kid, why was it perfect?
Well, just because we were talking about dicks before, and you were saying, you know, how all of them are, you know, different and blah, blah, blah. It was, he's a white guy, and he's only a few inches taller than me, and I didn't think that there would be much of a size element to deal with because of his height and stuff.
Right.
But then when we got down there, I was like, holy Mary, really? Mary God.
All right, was it as big as the microphone?
Holy shit.
As long?
I'm trying to...
Put your hands up. Like, grab it. Yeah,
no,
remember?
No, I have to... I always measure with the top of my middle finger to the bottom of my palm.
You measure it down? You actually do it while you're down there?
Yeah.
What a fucking twat.
Yeah. Now, you know, this is great. You are not big enough.
What are you doing while you're down there? Hang on 1 second.
It's probably like from the end of this part to... Yeah, about down there, but it was round. But I can't deal with...
Really?
It's too much.
I'm back in. Yeah. Listen, I'm back in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be hard to do stuff.
So what do you do with it?
Well, no, it's just different positions.
It's hard to paper mache and do finger puppets.
It's just different positions. It gets really deep.
Right, okay.
And I don't want to be, I'm like...
You don't want to feel your fucking neck getting pushed in?
Well, my insides getting pushed up into my lungs.
I'm having a good...
I'm choking.
Oh, my... Why do I taste metal?
No.
All right. But it was, you know what the weirdest thing about it is? It was smooth. It was smooth.
What do you mean?
The skin on it was the smooth. This is... I've spoken to a few people about it and they don't understand. Like, they're not relating to it. But I'm like, you don't understand. This was the smoothest skin I've ever felt on a dick. It was amazing. Yeah, it was like the, you know, the back of your hand, how it's really soft.
Really?
Like, and I even told him, like, this is the nicest cock. This is nice. And like his ball sack was really smooth too.
Oh, you like
No wrinkles?
No, it was smooth.
That's creepy.
Matt, it was good.
I have gross balls.
Why is this still turning me on? She's talking about smooth dicks and ball sacks. And I'm still throbbing. I'm gay.
Yeah.
Keep going, girl.
Talk about the dicks.
I think that's the only... it's her accent and talking about balls.
You know, like the balls? They're smooth.
That's fucking wild. That's good.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it's gone.
Yeah.
So now you're on the quest.
Yeah.
To find the same kind of
cock. One day I had the best cock ever.
I want a hipster cock.
Yeah, which is going to be. He's tight jeans. He's pumped up like Bruce Springsteen.
He sells albums on the street.
Yeah, and books.
Oh, I can't stand guys like that.
Really?
Yeah, I like big guys. Tall, big guys.
I'm back in. I'm tall. Fuck, I'm back up.
Yeah. One of the last guys I was with was tall, like big guy, had like tattoos everywhere.
Right.
He was a singer in a hip death metal band. I love it. He had a big fat gut. I loved it. It was awesome.
I mean, this podcast I've been doing for a little while.
You are so gross.
Yeah.
Anyways, your tattoo.
I'm getting very... I think we got to wrap this up a little bit.
Bobby, you got some nice tattoos there.
What was that,
good.
Fargo again?
Yeah.
There's nothing could make my dick go down quicker than
like,
a Fargo accent.
Are you nice and haired?
That's
Babby, look at your hair.
You look awesome.
So listen, I still hate your accent, but your accent isn't as bad as the thick fucking Aussie
That's
accent.
Queensland. Up north is really thick. I'm down. I'm in Melbourne.
Yeah,
so
you still, I mean, it does go up. That's what kills me. Up north? That's what fucking kills me.
I love the fact that you hate an accent when you have the Boston accent.
I agree. I have a shit accent too.
It's just funny to like one accent's like I fucking, you know what I fucking hate more than anything? Fucking accents.
Not everybody's gonna be from the middle of the shit country and have nothing.
Well, I'm sorry that I enunciate perfectly.
What do you do?
I enunciate perfectly.
Oh my god.
It's called the broadcaster's accent.
Oh,
really?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast on WMBC. No.
Sometimes Dan talks, he gets so deep. It sounds like Buffalo Bill from like Silence of the Lambs.
Word. Would you fuck me? I would fuck me.
You sound like that or a fat girl eating ice cream.
You guys just want me to blow you?
All right, we're going to wrap this up, man.
Oh, man.
Kelly, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah, we'll have you back on if you want to come back on.
Joe, we can have a laugh off and see whose laugh is higher.
Joe's got the best laugh in comedy. I love his laugh. It makes me laugh when he laughs. He snorts. It's funny. What, I just slams the room.
Stop. It's the worst. It's the worst.
Turn
yeah,
the
you were almost. You were almost going to be back you, on, but you, Bobby has shot you a look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you really. What more? Wow. I hate. What sorry, I hate more than the your accent is your ass kissing of Joe's
no.
laugh. That laugh should be shot.
I apologize for my unprofessionalism.
Anyways, it was really fun having you on. I'm glad that you're open and you talked about the perfect cock.
Yeah,
that was very interesting. I hope you find your perfect dick again
any day now.
I hope that is true. I hope we see her on a corner just sucking some dude's cock.
Like, can I see your dick? Is it smooth?
Bobby, look, I found it.
Oh, just look at it. Don't even look at his face. It's so smooth and not round enough.
And I'm glad you guys came clean, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah.
You guys tried to get it past me, but I'm too smart. I'm too smart. That's why, dude, you got your fucking Aussie. You got your naked out in a corner, jerking off to a fucking stupid fucking scenario. Boom!
It's better than you jerking off to fucking passion.
Making out in a beanbag.
Just fucking.
All I want to do is lay your body perfectly and touch you.
I really suck, man. I really fucking suck.
I will not touch you unless you want. Do you want me to touch you?
Excuse me when I take off my sword.
Oh, pardon me. If you know, riding this stallion can be quite tiresome. Do you mind if I put my hair back in a ponytail?
Dude, before we stop kiss? That voice now.
Listen, oh, stop, you give me esophageal spasms. All right, Danny, we going to be... What fucking hut are you performing? What fucking... What laundromat are you going to be in, Kelly? Let me ask what basement you're going to be in.
Oh, God. I did Caroline for the first time last night.
Let's not get carried away.
You did?
You did.
First time, yeah.
With who? Who was on the show?
Chrissy Day. Chris DiStefano. Beautiful boy. He got
Chris.
Me on. Yeah.
I love Chris.
Yeah,
good dude.
We got to get Chris
great.
On the show.
Yeah, he's great.
Maybe
he's
next week we'll get that fucking...
You want to know about an interesting story, man. He's got a fucking...
Well, that's not... I don't want to... All right. Who cares? Oh, dude, my story's interesting. We all have... This fucking broad flew over an ocean to come here.
Yeah.
And suck some dick.
To find the perfect cock.
I'm on a mission to go to another land to find the perfect dick.
Yeah. But I would love him on. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
A really good guy. So maybe next week we'll have him on. Next Tuesday, but we'll love to have you back home. So what shithole are you going to be at?
Where
are you going to be doing 5 minutes?
What's today? Monday. I don't have a show tonight.
Do you have a website?
No, I'm just Twitter.
Do you have a Twitter? What's your Twitter account?
It's my name. It's KellyFastuca. It's Kelly Fastuca at Hotmail. At Twitter.
You're fucking that up. Do that again.
I don't know.
Just say it.
It's my Twitter is, it's just Kelly Fastuca.
Spell it. Oh, God. I'm going to fucking kill her. She was doing so good. Now she's panicking.
She's coming unraveled.
I know. You're right. Yep.
What is it?
So it's KELLY and FASTUCA.
That was kind of sexy.
Dude.
That was kind of sexy.
Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really bugged me.
Okay. Yeah.
She really knows how to fucking shut me up.
S-U-T-K-Y.
All right, Dan.
And that's at Twitter.
So that's all you have is a Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't even get any money. Oh, God.
Well, Facebook's free, hon.
I'm on Facebook.
Oh, what's your Facebook?
That's what it is.
Dan, listen.
Hi.
I'll look into that one.
No, I'm glad. I'm still not over my hatred towards your accent, but we're closer.
Yeah.
We actually got through this podcast. And Dan, at Dan Soder.
Yeah, Soder.
Soder.
Dan Soder.
Soder. And he has DanSoder.com is not available because he's fucking still.
I bought it.
You got it?
I own DanSoder.com. I just don't have a website.
Okay, anyways.
Come on.
So check it out. You know me, Robert Kelly. At YKWD Podcast on Twitter. At YKWD Podcast. Make sure you follow the podcast. We want to make sure we switch all the fans over from my Robert Kelly Twitter to... At YKW. Why would you fucking rub off of me, Kelly? I have to do it sexy. At YKWD Podcast.
YKWD Podcast.
And riotcast.com. Make sure you go there and check out all the other podcasts.
Go buy a Gator Fight t-shirt. We've only...
We've sold the You Know What Dude podcast shirts. Fucking selling.
I'm
Joe, Dangerous Joe.
That's
selling.
The greatest shirt ever.
The The poster, sell it.
Signed posters.
Boom, there's only a few left.
Yeah.
If you want a poster.
Is the special one still?
The special one. The person who gets the special signing on the back of the poster. There's one poster out there that has a special signing. We did it on the back. We put a personal note, each one of us, to one of you guys. Whoever gets that is going to get a, is gonna get a fucking valued pack gift.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
We're going to get you a special gift. Whoever gets that poster... there's only like 50 left. Mm-hmm. Whoever gets that and gets the poster with the special on the back is going to get a very special treat
from
all of us.
I love that we're almost getting QVC like there are 50 left. 50 left. You're telling me that there's only 50 left on this. You guys got to order you. Right now. You're telling me there's only 50 left, Robert.
Let's go switch over to these new knives.
Oh, now we've got the Gator Fight t-shirts. If you remember the episode, Monster Voice took quite a beating. Yes. On
one
his
of my
catchphrase,
favorite episodes.
On his catchphrase.
One of my favorite episodes.
I
got
love...
the Gator Gator Fight shirt.
I love Gator
I have one. And you know what?
My wife loves it. My children all have one.
Yes. Yeah, and you
the
know what?
Gator Fight t-shirts.
And when you're out in a bar and things are going crazy, what is it?
It's a goddamn Gator Fight.
Yes, I love it. It's my favorite.
So yeah, get that shirt, goddamn it. And the mug, too. We got the coffee mugs. Nobody's buying the hats.
Yeah.
Well, I fucked up. That's all right. Well, the hats are cool. It
says, they are
cool. YKWD. It's not fucking, hey.
I what? Like the coffee. The coffee mug, I'm buying one.
All right. Nice talking to you. That means you're not getting one. But no.
I'm drinking a free one.
It's at riotcast.com, top of the page. Merch. Go check it out. Merch. Mm-hmm. Spread the word. Keep it fucking flowing. You guys are unbelievable. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We got thousands and thousands and thousands of fans downloading us every Monday, and it's getting bigger and bigger every week because you fucking motherfuckers are spreading the word.
They're awesome.
Oh, they're really, really, we love all the positive reviews. And the negative critiques, go fuck yourself. Yeah. What are you, out of your mind? You think you're going to change things?
You know what, dude? Fucking Ron Pogo Stick says he didn't like when we talked. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I don't want to hear. Motherfucker. I don't want to hear how the other guys stink.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
What did I say?
He's about to do another voice. I was bracing myself.
All right, you guys, take care.
Nah, you're not going to get me.
What?
I know this game.
It's no game.
Fun.
All right, bye. Oh, her laugh. Oh, you want to fucking hit her with a knife.
This is what drove the Aborigines to the fucking edge of extinction.
Seriously, really is this laugh.
I don't want to listen to that laugh.
That's not that that's African.
Oh, whatever. I don't know what Aborigines sound
shut
like.
Up,
they
Dan,
talk
Jesus.
Just like them.
They do?
That's what's weird is they're black people with afros and they talk like Gary from Australia. Hello, mate. It's like, dude, you should have an accent.
I'll go to spear?
Yeah. Dude, that's what freaks you out about those Aborigines. They come out with like a towel on.
A towel?
No flip-flops and a rain
stick. Are
they
trying to seduce you?
Yeah, that's it. They're fucking pumpernickel dark, right? They're just dark people.
Pumpernickel.
And they have the fucking blonde curly hair, and they talk like, you know, hello, mate.
Hi.
Yeah, that's what freaks you out.
Want some real meat?
Yeah, that's what they do. And then they light the whole fucking desert on fire once in a while. Mm. Don't they?
Yeah.
All right, nice talking to you. All right, we'll see you guys later. Go fuck yourselves. Bye. Oh, that laugh just ruins her face. I'm kidding.
I know you are.
No, I'm kidding. What color is your hair?
Brown.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sit your ass down. It's time for Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk. You know what, dude? Tech Talk. Tech Talk. Tech Talk. You know what, dude? Tech Talk with Bobby and Joey. Yeah! All right, here we are with Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Dan.
Well, you're supposed to do the Tech Talk part.
Okay. Yeah. Tech Talk.
You're supposed to wait for me, man. Why don't we have her do it?
Okay.
Ready? We're here doing...
Tech Talk.
See?
Hang on. My computer just fucking died.
Get.
Dong.
Yeah. All right, ready? Let's all do it together.
Okay.
Maybe that's the we're about to do tech.
What? You can't. You gotta count it off.
That's my fault. Okay. Yeah. All right. My fault. I'll take the hit.
Okay.
But at least I know how to fucking take a hit.
I can take a hit.
You didn't take a hit.
I took a hit.
You didn't take any hit. Ready? We're here. We're doing one of our favorite segments of the show. It's Tech Talk with Bobby and
Dan.
It's just not working. But so anyways, this week with Tech Talk, what do you have, Dan?
Nothing.
Really?
I got a cool case for my MacBook.
What is that?
It's I don't know what it's called.
Really?
It's a Swedish case that I bought at the Apple store.
A Swedish case.
It looks like you know, it makes my computer look like I work for the military, like the government. It's awesome.
No shit.
Yeah. It opens up, nice black case. It's called Thune.
Thune. Okay.
Thune case.
Okay. I'm with you.
From Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah.
Sweden, the motherland.
Sweden.
The motherland.
Und Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. I love it.
Hey, dude, you know what? Sometimes buying a case, I have every case there is. I buy all cases all the time. The case I have for my iPhone right now is a wallet case.
Yeah.
They sell it at the Apple store. It's actually leather. It's a slim fit case. Most of the wallet cases are fat and bulky, which are cool. I don't mind. Spec makes a good wallet case. It's just called a slider, and you can fit three cards in that one, which is great. But it's bulky. It's big, but it protects your phone. If you drop it, it's not going to fucking fuck your phone up. This one is actually leather. It's slim fit. If you drop your phone, you're going to fuck up the front. But you can fit four credit cards in this.
There you go.
Especially after it starts stretching because it's leather. But it still keeps the size of the original iPhone, which I like. I like the design of the iPhone. I think it's sexy. And I did say sexy when I'm talking about fucking tech.
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of cool. But that's not my... So I agree. Having a cool case, yeah. You know, you think it's nothing, but everybody is out there searching for the perfect case. Because some motherfuckers like big, like the Otter case. I just want to be able to drop it off a building and still have my phone. And
well, my MacBook is well protected.
Right. I actually bought one time. It's a book. It looked like it was a case for your MacBook, but it looked like a book.
Mm.
But it was like a medieval book.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, my wife was like, "Why did you get that?"
I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she goes, "What are you? Are you doing spells?
Yeah.
You look like an idiot." She goes, "You're at Starbucks with a fucking medieval book." It's like a 1,000-year-old book. Like,
it looks like you're writing stories for Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, it looks like you've you're
never ending story.
You fucking asshole, you stupid Wiccan. Yeah, so I suggest that one. Don't I know it looks cool, but you look like an idiot with a book. All right.
I think you look cool.
I want to actually talk about this app out there that I just got that I love. It's called TurboScan. It's an app. You have to pay for it. I think it's like $2 or something like that. Mm. Maybe $4. Maybe even $5. It might be a little more than that, but maybe anywhere from $2 to $5. TurboScan. Anything that you want to do finally with your phone. And I run through this when I travel, when I go out of the country. You have to scan your, you know, ID or your passport, or you have to sign a contract. You got to go home. You got to get a fax machine. You got to get your fucking scanner and fuck all that. Now you can take a picture of something with your phone, a document with your phone, sign it, and then send it back as a PDF.
Wow.
So you can make anything a PDF, a photo, a piece of paper, anything, a PDF file, and send it to somebody's email. Which is great for me because I have to do that all the fucking time. I deal with PDFs all the time with contracts and negotiating and, you know, contracts. You know,
wheeling and no, I don't.
Okay, but
you're wheeling and dealing.
Well, yeah. So yeah, it's good. It's good. You just take like you know, you get something. You got to sign this. I'll take a photo of it with my phone with the turbo scan. You can change the gradation of it so it can be lighter or darker. So you don't have to worry about having a shitty photo. And it saves it right as a PDF on your phone. So you can open up in the bookstore, type shit, or notes, or whatever the fuck it is. So it's actually, if you're a businessman like myself,
mm-hmm.
Business Bob, that's what they called me in Juvie Hall. It's called TurboScan. It's an app on the iTunes store, on the App Store, and you should get it. Because I fucking love it. Here's actually one, it's like, here's a receipt. So now I take pictures of my receipts on the road for your taxes. So now I have it. I don't have to keep a fucking dumb receipt.
Yeah.
So now I can just email that to myself or send it to my accountant, and I can print it out or whatever the fuck I want to do. I have that receipt right there. It's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So TurboScan app store, iPhone. And that's about it. That's what I have. Do you have anything, Kelly?
Nope. I don't. I'm sorry. Oh, don't give me that fucking...
She's still amazed.
Give me that look.
She's still amazed by traffic lights.
Really? You mean, wait a minute, the cars stop?
Why do the big iron things stop going?
Well, I thought buffalo come. That's when they stop.
No. What's the green mean?
Oh, boy.
So, so nothing. You don't like tech at all.
I have an iPhone and I have a Mac. But you recommended the other day using Chrome. As like the base.
Yeah.
It is fucking awesome.
It's blazing, right?
Firefox is shit now. Yeah. I always thought it was awesome. But it takes up too much of the hard drive. It's
yeah,
shitty.
Chrome is my new one. It's great. Like Chrome. Better than Safari, too.
Search engine. You put in the... Yeah. It's all the same thing. It's great.
Yeah, it's the best.
Chrome?
Google Chrome is the best. I love...
How do you change your
default?
Word? Yeah.
It asks you when you download any browser, Firefox, Google, Safari, it will say right when you do you want to make this your default browser? Just hit yeah. So now when you click on any link, it opens up Google Chrome instead of the Safari.
Dan's very new at the Mac game.
Yeah. Oh, he is. Look at his face.
Look at him. He has no idea.
He should be a statue at a fucking...
Very, very new.
The apocalypse.
Look at him. He doesn't know.
Look at that. He does.
Oh, look at that face. I want to punch it.
He looks... You kissed it.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
Oh,
goodbye.
Boy.
You fucking dirty girls. All right, bye. That's
Tech Talk with Bobby and Dan.
Oh, lackluster.
Wow, it's just not the same.
No, it's not.
Someday Joe will come back.
Yeah.
Miss him.
Until then, it's Tech Talk
with Bobby and Dan.
Boo.